Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the 7MRC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about a strategy you can use to increase your confidence. That's coming up next. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the 7MLC podcast. If you've been here before, thank you for tuning in once again and lending me your ears. And if you're new, welcome. I appreciate you tuning in as well. It's great to have you. So my name is Michael Lewis Cunningham. If we haven't met before, I'm a professional athlete and owner of 7MLC Training, which is the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers. I run a YouTube channel, which currently has about 500,000 subscribers, where I release weekly training tips and tutorials, lots of different videos trying to help you fulfill your potential as an athlete, giving you as much information as I can. I also have my very own website, www.7mlctraining.com, where I have 7-day training programs available that you can improve all different aspects of your game. So head over there if you want to check those out. And of course, we have the podcast, which we are now into episode 4. And today's topic is another big one. It's all about confidence, which is massive, especially for athletes, but for people in general. If you want to get optimal performance in whatever you're doing, you need confidence. It's all well and good being physically fit, training as much as you can, but if your mental health isn't up to par, all of that goes to waste, because it's always where the mind goes, the body follows. Your thoughts lead into your actions. If you're in a negative frame of mind, it has consequences on your body's action. So we want to make sure we're having positive thoughts, making sure we're training our minds as well as our body. So when it comes to confidence, there's a lot of different layers that we will aim to cover in future episodes of this podcast as we go along. But the area in particular I want to talk about today is having confidence in your performance, because I know there's a lot of athletes listening and a lot of people who are looking to get to the next level in whatever they're doing. So when we talk about confidence in our performance, let's first talk about why we might have a lack of confidence. And it's usually one of two things that causes this. The first can be a lack of self-worth, which we will cover in a future episode. But today we're going to talk about a lack of preparation, which can lead to poor confidence. So to give you an example that you can probably relate to, I want you to take yourself back to the last time you were in education. Maybe you are still in education right now. Maybe it's been a few years. But I'm sure you can remember at the end of every year, you would have exams, and everybody dreads exams. It's usually quite a traumatic experience. Usually people are losing sleep. But if you think about the concept of exams, you study information all semester in your classes, and then your job is to go home, study even more, so that you take in all this information, and then when it comes to exam day, you're supposed to actually put this information on paper to show how well you've learned it, show that you understand it, and the more you study usually correlates to a better grade. And on the flip side, if you don't study whatsoever, usually you'll get a poor grade. But let's talk about the confidence that you feel once you've studied or not studied. So if you took the time to study as much as you could, if you took in as much information as possible and learned every single thing that you learned in class that semester, your confidence going into that exam would be sky high, because you knew whatever that exam threw at you, you've got the information locked in there, ready to put on the paper. But on the flip side, if you don't study, if you don't take in the information on exam day, your confidence is the absolute opposite. And maybe you actually have some reaction to this. Maybe you get sweaty palms. Maybe you get stressed out. You feel a bit of anxiety sitting in the exam. Nothing seems to make sense. And everything feels like it's crumbling down. And the worst part about this is, even though you didn't prepare well, there's probably some questions on that paper or exam that you knew the answer to, but because of your lack of confidence and your reaction to it, you just completely sabotage any possibility of having success in that performance. Another example of a situation where poor preparation leads to poor confidence, which as a result leads to poor performance, could be job interviews. And I'm sure most of you listening have been for at least one job interview in your life. Maybe you haven't and you've still got that yet to come, but just the thought of an interview is quite a daunting experience. You're essentially in a room with another human being, or maybe a few other people, and you're trying to impress them to the stage where they offer you a job, which is quite uncomfortable for us as humans. We're not used to bragging about ourselves, telling people all the good qualities about ourselves, and it's quite a strange, surreal experience that we have to build up confidence for. And if we don't have confidence, it usually ends in a poor performance, and usually we won't get offered the job. But if we look back on our school careers, it's a great indicator and a good lesson that the more preparation we put in at the beginning, the better our confidence, the better our performance. And we need to apply this into all areas of our life, including job interviews. So if you go into that job interview not knowing anything about the company, not doing your homework, that is going to show immediately, because you'll typically get asked about the company, what you know about it, and they'll expect you to ask questions about the company as well. So you need to do your homework. You need to find out their philosophies, their mission statements, what the company is all about, so you have questions ready to ask them about the direction they're going in and how you can be of service to them. Automatically, because of this preparation, you're going to come across a lot more confident as a person, which again is going to have such a better impact on those people interviewing you, and your chances of getting employed are already very promising. So with that said, how does this then apply to athletes? Because I know a large number of my listeners are athletes, and the vast majority of questions I get through email on my YouTube channel are from athletes letting me know that they're lacking in confidence and they're seeing a negative effect in their performance and what can they do to improve it. So if an athlete comes to me and they say, look, I'm lacking confidence and I'm just not playing well, the first thing I'll ask them is, how was your sleep last night? Then I'll ask them, how was your nutrition this week? How was your training? How was your preparation leading up to the match? And go through all their different routines until we can find the thing that they're slacking on. And if we go through everything and it was perfect, their preparation was absolutely flawless, then we need to look inside the player. Are they lacking self-worth? Is there something else going on that's distracting them from their performance? But the first thing we need to tackle is their preparation, because this is the easiest way to gain confidence that's within your full control. You have full control over your recovery after a training session. Are you going to spend the time to foam roll, to stretch, to eat the right foods? Are you staying up till 3 in the morning playing video games instead of getting a good quality night's sleep? Those are the things you need to ask yourself. Are you giving yourself the best chance of optimal performance with your preparation? If you can take full control of your preparation and do it to the best standard you possibly can, instantly your confidence is going to go up, because you're going to walk into your match, into your performance, knowing there's nothing more I could have done to prepare for this situation right now. So whatever this throws at me today, I'm going to be ready for it. I've already been working on my one-touch passing. I've already been working on my agility. I've already been working on my balance, my dribbling, my shooting. So when I get these opportunities in the game, I'm going to be so studied up on those different things. Whatever's thrown at me during this match, I'm so prepared and I'm going to be ready to execute to the best of my ability. And that's not to say everything's going to go perfectly. You're still going to make mistakes. Even the very best athletes make mistakes every single match. But just having that confidence from your preparation is going to elevate your performance to a much higher level. But it all starts with preparation. But that's the message for today's podcast. And I want to leave you with this final quote. If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. And what that means is, if you don't put in the work in your preparation, you've already put yourself at a disadvantage for success. But thanks so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you found some value in it. Before you go, make sure you're subscribed or you've favorited the podcast so that you're the first to know when new weekly episodes go live. Thank you so much for sharing your valuable day with me today. It's been an absolute privilege sharing this message with you. And until my next one, go out there and fulfill your potential.